What if I told you that you could train your brain to hold on to happiness? Hi, everyone. My name is Amanda Lee, and I'm a graduate student therapist currently taking the next steps to become a licensed mental health counselor. So today I want to talk about the art of savoring and the different types of savoring. So savoring is the practice of mindfully enhancing and prolonging our positive experiences. So savoring is a concept that's a part of positive psychology, and there's quite a bit of biology and neurobiology linked to it, but I won't be going into the nitty-gritty of all those details today. But I will be going through the benefits that there are to savoring and the types of savoring and how to do that. So savoring has a lot of benefits. It can really increase your happiness, it can reduce your stress, and it can really increase and enhance your well-being. And positive psychology is all about using those positive aspects to really enhance that. Savoring is a little bit different than mere pleasure because you're really being intentional and mindful about savoring that moment and being in the present. Savoring can also really help with increasing your life satisfaction and improving your emotional resilience. So in those times of stress, you can lean on these different types of savoring to help out and become more resilient. So there are multiple different types of savoring, and today we'll be going over those, like I mentioned before. So we're going to be going over anticipatory savoring, present moment savoring, and reminiscent savoring. So anticipatory savoring is basically what it sounds like. It's really enjoying the process and the excitement that, you know, one might have looking forward to really positive events. So some examples of this would be like planning a vacation or a big celebration or a future event that you're looking forward to. Daydreaming about an upcoming achievement as well. For me, I know that I'm definitely daydreaming and having anticipatory savoring about when I graduate my master's program in clinical mental health. It's definitely one of those that I'm very excited about. And I even have a countdown to graduation, things like that. That's an example of how you can anticipatory and savor things. So some ways that you can do this, like on top of what I just mentioned, are like talking to friends and family about that vacation or that thing that's coming up and really sitting there and like looking at all the details of maybe that vacation. Oh, where am I going to stay? And what am I going to do there? And like all those kinds of things. The next type would be present moment savoring or savoring the moment. And this is just basically fully immersing yourself in that present positive experience. So examples would be like really enjoying a beautiful sunset that you're watching or really enjoying a family dinner experience that you're having. Or maybe you're really immersing yourself in the present moment in a hobby that you really enjoy doing. I did do a video last time about how hobbies can improve your mental health. So if you're interested in watching that, definitely go check that one out. So some ways that you can increase the present moment savoring is really immersing yourself in that moment, mindfulness, and like focusing on sensory details. Our memory is very linked to like our senses and stuff. So like even the smell of something can take you back to a memory, things like that. So if you're really immersing yourself and focusing on the sensory aspects of the experience that you're living in, then you can hack your way into that experience again. And then just expressing gratitude, like in the moment, during that moment, if it's something that you know you're going to look back on and you're going to really miss, then just really sitting in that moment and being like, wow, this is like what I love to do or love to be a part of, and just really being grateful in that moment. And the last one is reminiscent savoring, my personal favorite. And this is just basically reflecting on and reminiscing on those really positive experiences that you had. So this could look like looking through photos of your favorite things that you've done or remembering that, or talking with a family member about some of the fun times that you've had, or maybe that vacation that you guys took, or maybe that experience that you really enjoyed, or just really mindfully, again, that's the key word, mindfully engaging and remembering that moment that you had. I know for me, reminiscent savoring has been really helpful in times of stress and in times of the day-to-day life where you can't necessarily be traveling or doing something with family or something like that. When you're a little bit too busy, I find that reminiscing savoring has been really helpful in those times of stress and chaos in the day-to-day. And it's helped me become really resilient in those times and see using all of these different types of savoring. So I'll use like anticipatory, like, for example, like I mentioned, the graduation. That's something that I'm definitely like, okay, there's light at the end of the tunnel. there's something to look forward to. But at the same time, I'm still practicing that present moment savoring in these little bits and moments that I have in between, despite the stress and the nature and how hard day-to-day life is. It's still finding those moments to really be grateful and savor those times that you have with your friends or that fun thing that you can do in between the day-to-day. And then the reminiscent, back to that, I use that a lot. One of my favorite vacations I ever took in travel, I don't get to travel much now with school, but when I did, I went to Glacier National Park with my fiance in Montana. And it's like my favorite memory of all time. The mountains, the waters, so crystal blue, the trails, the hiking, all of it was just so beautiful. It was in the summer. And I find myself like going back to that and like really reminiscing and savoring and like really living back in those moments. Because I, in the moment when I was in Montana, I'd used a lot of the present moment savoring. So there are times where some smell will take me back to that specific moment, or maybe like the way that the breeze felt will remind me and it'll take me back and transport me back to that moment too. And I find myself in those times of stress and daily life, I find myself a lot going back and trying to transport myself back to those places. And it can be so helpful and help me become so resilient, because I'm like, you know what? Remember that time. Remember that time I had so much fun, and that I can still hear like what the sounds that I heard there and like the smells, and just bring myself back to that moment when I really need it. And it can be so helpful when the daily life happens. But again, these are just my experiences. There are so many different types of ways to savor the present moment, anticipatory savoring and reminiscent savoring. And there are multiple like things that you could savor. It's not just trips or vacations. It could be so many different things that resonate more with you. But I encourage you to just ponder on these things and try to use one of these types or all these types throughout your daily life. The best tip I have is just really practicing mindfulness, being in the present moment when you're experiencing those things, and just being mindful and grateful of when big things are coming up, or even small things, or when you have experienced those things before. Certainly engaging in those activities that really promote those present awareness moments can help too. And another really important practice that I've noticed, and this is the positive psychologist in me, but gratitude journaling is so helpful. And you don't necessarily have to write it down. There is science that backs that writing it down is better for how our brain processes information. But even just practicing gratitude itself, like listing in your head throughout the day, like little things that you're grateful for. Maybe it's that morning coffee. Maybe it's that walk with your dog. Maybe it's that moment with your partner that really means a lot to you. Those kinds of things, the small mundane things, really do add up and really are the big things in life. I really enjoyed our topic today. I love savoring, and I had a professor who talked about it in my undergrad, and he was also in my graduate program, and he introduced me to all these different types of savoring through positive psychology. And there is so much research out there and way more neurobiology aspects of why these types of savoring really has an effect, a positive effect on us. But yeah, this is a very short, brief introduction to why that is. But if you're ever interested, please research and look up like anticipatory present moment and reminiscent savoring, because there's tons of information online about it. And it's very interesting. But yeah, I really appreciated this practice in my life. And when I started to incorporate it in my life, I noticed that I had more control and ability to bring the positive back into my life, despite like maybe having some negative moments. And it really helped me become resilient. And I hope that it helps you too. So thanks for being here today, guys. Thanks for joining me here on the Reflection Room, and keep on reflecting.